Matura in Mind D. Exercise 6, page 153. Text 1.
Do you follow social issues in the news? Do you want to meet other young people and have a chance to talk about these issues in detail? Then the Lewisville Teen Forum is for you. At our meetings, we prepare ideas and suggestions to take to the mayor and local MPs. Our direct action with politicians gets results. So, join thousands of other members in Lewisville and make a difference today.
Text 2.
Join us next weekend at the Redford Community Festival, the event where we do something for others and celebrate the community spirit of our little town. Every year, we gather freshly baked cakes and snacks, as well as dried and tinned food, and give them to charity. We'll also have stalls selling toys and household items, with all the money going to good causes. We're looking for people to make flyers and help on the day. So please get in touch with us on 967 15568.
Text 3.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining me today. I know what you're all thinking. No, I'm not Mayor Wallace. Unfortunately, she was called away on urgent council business. Therefore, I'll be standing in for her today to give you all a summary of the council's progress on unemployment in our city. Before I continue, I'd just like to inform you that I will be taking questions at the end. Thank you. Regrettably, our city was recently mentioned by the government due to its high number of people out of work. Unemployment is an issue that's a serious problem for both our young citizens, graduates and non-graduates alike, and older adults who often find themselves at risk of becoming jobless before their retirement. The figures show that those aged 55 and above who are out of work find it incredibly difficult to find employment opportunities due to their age. This is something that Mayor Wallace is especially keen to address, and the council has made it clear that the solutions we present have to include everyone. The good news is that we have already made great progress. The new Job Centre on Harris Street has been a fantastic resource for young and old alike, helping them get back to work. Its new skills programme has helped older residents especially by offering training in new technologies, allowing them to increase their talents. Ideally, we need to get even more people using these services, so there's still room for improvement. Now, if anyone has any questions,